Thousands of art and antiques lovers from all over the world are descending on New York City this weekend for the Winter Antique Show. It's the 50th anniversary of the festival, and this year's exhibit includes a range of prized finds from America and several other countries, many items dating back several centuries. Wendy Moonen writes an antiques column for the New York Times. She says the long lines at this year's show reflect America's fascination with artifacts from its past.
In America, I think this is the most beloved show. Americans love American everything, furniture, pottery, textiles, silver, and people come from all over the United States every January to come to this show, go to the auctions, and see one another. And there are museum people here, collectors, scholars, so it's kind of a reunion every year.
And there's quite a bit of variety, furniture, art, manuscripts, wallpaper, an entire booth devoted to garden antiques?
Absolutely, which is quite splendid. Sculptures, vases, pots, planters.
Now, you've covered the Winter Antique Show for the past 20 years, and it was interesting, the newspaper, your paper today, described the show as one of the great indoor sporting events of New York's post-holiday shopping season. It's an interesting description. Is that because of the spectacle or because of the competition?
I would say the competition. The dealers go around and see if anybody has anything better or more important or more revolutionary or, you know, better than what they have. And the dealers spend the entire year stockpiling important pieces for the show at great financial sacrifice because they won't sell them because they want to show off not only the clients but to the other dealers.
What are some of the more outstanding items that are on display there at the show?
Well, I think the most fantastic thing in the whole show is a desk that there's a dealer here called Sumter Pretty the Third. He's the preeminent dealer in Southern furniture. He has a desk, a walnut desk, which was probably made for the governor's mansion in Williamsburg. It is so unusual. It has a regular desk, except for the fact that just above its hairy paw feet, on its knees, are human heads are carved in, like masks. And I've never seen anything like that before, nor has the dealer. The other thing about it that's wonderful is it has a bas-relief of a Roman god on the door where the precious things are. There's always, in the middle of a desk, there's always one locked drawer where you put your treasures. And this Roman emperor is hilarious. He's got a nose that's very, very bulbous. This is not a Roman nose. This is a nose that's roaming all over the place.
Would something like that be for sale, or is that just simply on display?
Oh, no, no. Everything here is for sale. And this is so rare. It's $785,000. And he has written under the price tag in capital letters, FIRM. F-I-R-M, which means he is not going to negotiate the price.
Oh, so don't even try to dicker.
Right, and I have never seen that anywhere in any antique show. That's an absolute first.
You know, if you watch public television, it seems like Antiques Roadshow is in heavy rotation. It seems to be on the air all the time, several times a day. Has the success of that program generated more interest in the show there in New York?
I wouldn't know how to gauge that, but I will tell you that it is freezing in New York today. It's just awful, and the show is packed.
Well, Wendy, thank you so much for talking to us.
You're very welcome.
Wendy Moonen is an antiques columnist for the New York Times. She was speaking to us about the Winter Antique Show in New York City.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Visit All Songs Considered, NPR's online music show at npr.org. This week featuring a preview of Norah Jones' new CD, Feels Like Home. This is NPR.